News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Babies born since, yes, is it, today is the 3rd, so hang on. Babies born since Wednesday, the 1st of January, will be now Generation Beta, which replaces Generation Alpha, which is the previous 15 years. But we are discussing this morning on the show all these labels for the different generations. I am, Shane, you and I are both Gen X. Obviously, the generation below us are the millennials, Gen Y or Y, I think some of us might ask. But also, we, you know, the boomers, they're some other letter. I don't know exactly what. But I'm joined now by Leslie Schumacher, counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin, to tell us, do these labels have meaning or are they just trite? Are they just kind of, I don't know, trumped up by journalists to write articles? Are there generational sort of differences and are they significant? Good morning to you and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you guys. And I'm laughing because the first word that comes to my mind, they're part of trivia.
Well, I couldn't remember what gen the boomers were. So there's something above X, I guess.
I actually sitting here with my notes because I had to write it all out because It goes back to the late 1800s.
So we've been, because I think I heard of these generational labels like boomers, like millennials. I think I heard of them about 2015. I think that's the first time I ever came across this.
Whereas we're the lost generation. So they were born in around 1883 up to 1900. They're called the Lost Generation because World War One.
Okay.
They came of age in World War One. Okay. They went to fight in World War One, or they did their bit back home in World War One. So, you know, the Lost Generation, when they came back, I mean, their lives were changed.
They would have had the World War One and they would have had the Spanish flu. That generation would have been wiped. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So the question is this something that's, you know, do we need these names? And the answer is, if we hold them lightly. Okay. I think that they're a way of helping us create a shared mutual understanding of a particular group of people, because the names are being developed. They're coming as a result of what's happening socially, but also economically and worldwide.
And culture shifts. There are seismic shifts in culture, like social media didn't exist 30 years ago. So the generation that I grew up in are not digital natives, whereas now, like Gen Beta, Gen Alpha, you know, Gen Z, none of the, they know nothing else, really. So
yes.
So they're all different. Is it to do with that kind of thing?
It is to do with that kind of thing. It will, you know, it's just a nice, broad, general way, keywords, broad and general, to help us understand these different generations. I mean, my niece, I don't know what generation, she's 20, whatever that is. I never pay attention to these things.
She's Gen Z.
They make me laugh. They won't answer the phone.
Yeah.
You have to text them in advance to
it's
say.
It's not just Gen Z that don't answer the phone. I know some Gen X people who don't answer the phone.
I'm looking at my shoes here. Okay, I hate answering the phone too. But I'm very young in my head. You know, that's what that's about. But so you think that there are some valid differences that the boomers, the Gen Xers, the millennials, that we're all a bit different?
Boomers are interesting because they are going to be the wealthiest generation ever.
Yeah.
You know, where they fell after World War II, they've got the cash, they've got the money. We'll never see that wealth again. After World War II, that particular group were focused on getting a job, having a family, that domestic bliss, as it's called. So, yeah, helping us broadly understand. But here's the problem. It's very white centric.
Okay.
We're not looking at other differences. So, for example, with the millennials, we now know that with black millennials, they married in around 24%, that particular cohort, only about 24% of them married at a particular time of a study, whereas it was double for the Hispanics, for the whites and for other groups, the Asians.
Okay, so there's things like racial differences between them. So the generations are one aspect of a cohort's defining features, but
yes.
Only one.
Only
so
one.
So don't over, are you saying don't over, like, people might say the millennials might say are really whiny, for example, and irritating. But you're saying that's not true of all of them.
It's not true of all of them. So it's like, again, if we hold it lightly, it's an interesting way of looking at patterns, at trends, looking at how groups are impacted in different ways by what's happening
in
the world.
And is that helpful, Leslie, in any sort of psychological way? Is that helpful for us to know these things? I'm joking about the millennials, by the way.
Yeah, well, I teach all these groups, so I just laugh. There's some truth to some of it. Yes, just to create that broad mutual understanding, but we need to hold it lightly. What bothers me, what worries me, is when we get these social scientists who do this research into this. And again, they're not delving down into the differences. We're not looking at gender. We're not looking at race. We're not looking at all these other things. And what's interesting is when we're looking at these more recent groups, they are going, race is more of a factor now. You know, they are really into looking at all these differences, gender, all these kinds of things.
So there's subsections, it's like a pie chart. Is that kind of what we're saying?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So it's great that, you know, the newer generations are reflecting what is the positive parts, the equality, diversity, and inclusion parts.
I often wonder
if society
thinks skip, you know, people use that expression, skip a generation. I often think like my kids are Gen Z, I'm Gen X, and we seem to get on really well. And the in-between generation, which is the millennials and the one above the boomers, I think they seem to get on well. Is there a bit of that sometimes?
I think you, because you know your kids, you raise them. I think that's part of it too.
Maybe it's as simple as that. Look, thank you for coming in and explaining it all to us. And as I say, the first Gen Beta babies were born on Wednesday. I think the first one was born at 15 minutes past midnight in Holles Street. But look, let us know what you think about all of that. And thank you very much to counselling psychologist and lecturer in TUD, Leslie Schumacher. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.